In many school districts, the pressure to raise test scores is sending students back to the classroom well before the traditional September return of school. In Tampa, Florida, as in much of the South, students went back to class earlier this month.
My name is Shea Bolarinwa. I'm in 11th grade. I go to Middleton High School, and I'm 16. Starting school early is a good thing and a bad thing. It cuts our summer kind of short. They say it's an advantage because of when we take our tests. They're trying to get us to take our tests before Christmas break.
Shea Wallerinwa goes to Middleton High School in Tampa, Florida. But in other states, especially in the north, kids still have weeks of summer freedom left. In fact, a new law in Wisconsin this year prohibits most school districts from opening before Labor Day. Marge Pitroff from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports that in Wisconsin, starting the school year in September has as much to do with tourism dollars as it does with test scores.
You black.
On a hot August day, 11-year-old Miyanka and about a half dozen other children are sitting at a picnic table playing chess at Merrill Park on Milwaukee's near north side.
No, don't put them all like that. On the blue pieces.
Oh, yeah.
No, just keep them like that. Okay.
Now, as a white truck filled with free brown bag lunches pulls up next to the equipment shack, she gathers behind the truck with scores of other children.
Okay, line up.
A year ago at this time, Miyanka would have been eating lunch in the school cafeteria. But this year, Milwaukee's public schools won't open until September 5th. They're adhering to the new state law, which prohibits them from starting before September. The 11-year-old says she likes school, but is happy about the extra vacation days, hoping the weather will be cooler by the time classes resume.
We be hot in that class. We have to lay our forehead on the desk. Every time we come in from outside, we have to lay on our desk because it be all cold and everything, and we be having to lay on. We don't got no air conditioner in there.
Miyanka says she'll keep coming to the park every day to play. Merrill has extended its summer program until the end of the month that includes free lunches for kids in this largely poor neighborhood. 11-year-old Miyanka says her family has no plans to take a pleasure trip before the start of school, but hundreds of other families do, according to Wisconsin's tourism industry. Twice as many hotel and motel rooms have been booked compared to the end of last summer. Tom Deal says that proves his point. He lobbied state officials for 10 years to mandate a later start to the school year. Deal is president of Tommy Bartlett Incorporated, which owns several tourist attractions in central Wisconsin, including Robot World and Exploratory.
From our perspective here, the two busiest months of the summer always were the last 2 weeks in August, right through Labor Day.
But once schools began starting earlier and earlier, Deal says, that took a bite out of the tourism business.
The further you went north, the worse it got because of the drive time to the northern destination. So it was having a devastating effect on the economy.
Last summer, vacationers spent about $4 billion in Wisconsin. But critics of the new law say the money that really did the talking at the state capitol was the money the tourism industry spent lobbying. Mike McCabe is executive director of the group Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, which monitors lobbying activity. He says school boards were forced to take a back seat to tourist operators.
For a couple of decades, the legislature consistently made a decision that the educational interests outweighed the economic interests. And then suddenly the legislature reversed course.
And McCabe says he knows why.
Nothing about the issue changed except one side poured an awful lot of money into campaign contributions.
Since 1993, McCabe says, Wisconsin's tourism industry has put close to $1 million in the campaign chests of the governor and state legislators. Under the law they approved last session, school districts can start classes before September only if there are extraordinary circumstances, such as a negotiated contract that must be honored. So far, out of 426 school districts, 65 have been granted waivers, says Tony Evers, deputy state superintendent. Although his agency initially opposed the law, Evers says the department is now moving on to more important matters.
We need to worry about revenue controls and financing schools and getting quality teachers in our classroom and retaining teachers and things like that that far exceed the importance of the school start date.
Evers says students will still get 180 days of schooling. That means children like Miyanka won't be returning to the playground next summer until late June. For NPR News, I'm Marge Pitroff in Milwaukee.